Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, I want to talk to pet owners today because it is World Pet Day and apparently 10% of you have a social media account for your pet. Not your own that might feature a photograph of your dog or cat. You have an actual separate Instagram account for your pet. One of those is Russell Alford, who's with me here in studio today. Your dog has its own account.
He does indeed. Yes. He's not very popular on it now. Right. He may, after this appearance, be. It's at Hammy Frenchie on Instagram or at Hamilton Frenchie on TikTok.
The dog's Hamilton, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Hamilton, Hammy, short for Hamilton, as I'd in my very Mrs. Bouquet style would introduce him. And yeah, it's. I just love having a little social media page.
Yeah, what happens on this Instagram account?
I basically just document his life. So his background is he's four next week. It's his fourth birthday, but it's his first his first birthday with us as his parents. We rescued him back in October. He has issues that lots of rescue dogs would have, and we're just going through it. But we have followed, myself and my partner have followed dogs online for years, and we always knew that whenever we will eventually get a dog, he's going to have a social media page. And
here he is here now, just for listeners, right? And he's doing a fit check.
Yes,
which everyone on social media will know is a big thing, showing off your outfit. And here he is in his crop top in the sun.
Yes, yeah, it was very warm, so he had to get covered because it's a bit muddy yet. But he has lovely fashions, he has lovely style. He's for us, it was going onto social media and seeing other dogs. We were torn between West Highland Terriers and French Bulldogs in order to rescue, and seeing Frenchies online in particular helped us understand their temperament, their behaviour.
Oh, really?
It gave us a good glimpse into the life as to what to expect of them. They sleep a lot, they eat a lot, they fart a lot, they do all of these different things, but they also have great personality. They're full of energy and then they have no energy. But then it's also taught us so much about the issues that can happen, the breathing issues that they have, especially if considering as a breed they have been overbred and some have very serious health issues. Thankfully, Hamilton doesn't seem to have anything like that, from anything through to things that they can and can't eat, should and shouldn't eat. You learn a lot from it. And then we're talking about fit checks, outfits, but toys and games, like certain things, like I'm not sure how anyone else's Frenchie is, but my Frenchie has 3 beds, 100 toys, and he doesn't want to play with any of them. But then all the other Frenchies online are mostly like that. And then you get talking to
I'm looking at a photo of him here and he's having a great time outside Grogan's pub with a pint of Guinness in front of you and him.
Lovely time. It's just for us to be able to document and have a little bit of fun and show off his personality, because we have another page which is That Gastrogaze. It's very serious. It's all about food and restaurant
food
reviews and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we come from a content creation world, so it's kind of like this is a bit of light relief in that kind of way. And it also is good because it gives us a glimpse into other dog owners who we may not interact with. They've given us great insights. We're about to go on a road trip around Ireland. We've learned loads about different dog friendly places that we can bring him. It has its uses.
Its uses.
I think that's what it's all about. And also for like friends and family and different things like that, they just get an amused and getting to see things.
It's 270 followers.
I know. Hopefully it'll be thousands by the end of this by the end of the show, because he is open to brand collabs. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Surely the only reason to have a social media account for your dog is to try and get freebies from pet companies or something.
It's purely because it's just fun. It's fun. It's silly.
Crack.
And we kept, any dog owner or cat owner would have thousands of photos and images. You might as well share them.
Yeah, let the world see them. Louise Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs, which is a bespoke dog service. Leisha's with us on the line too. Do you know many dog owners with Instagram accounts, Leisha?
Andrea, I absolutely do. I'd say about 95% of my own clients would have their Instagram accounts for their own dogs. And they're all human names, by the way, too. But interestingly, there is actually a dog they call Jip Palm who has 5 million followers on social media. So, it is incredible that, people are doing it. But I do think it's a community, talking with your guest there.
Yeah.
It's also a community platform to allow people to actually, communicate with each other about their dogs. And, there is really good issues that adoption and fostering. So I think there's a lot in there. But, people want to share that love. And it's World Pet Day. So it's about your companionship, the joy that your animal brings you. So, it's a very positive thing.
Is it mainly dog owners rather than cat owners, Leisha?
No, there absolutely is a lot of a lot of cat owners as well. I mean, I think in general people love sharing their animals on Instagram, and many people will have their own personal page, and then they'll also have a page for their animal. So it's quite a big thing for people to do. But listen, you know, we live in a very difficult world at the moment. You know, why is it a bad thing not to do it? Because I think people love opening up discussion about their animals, and again, going back to the community. But I definitely think it does encourage promoting of, you know, fostering, allowing people to talk about animal issues. And unfortunately, I want to be really positive about World Pet Day, but we do also have a chronic animal cruelty issue in Ireland. So I do think it allows people to also be able to bring that up as well, you know.
Russell mentioned, you said you found it actually a great learning tool before getting the dog.
Yeah, it was really useful for us to be able to get like advice from other dog owners, just to see like people who've gone through the adoption process and fostered process for dogs in particular and rescues. It was a really good intel to have that community of people who have gone through it.
Yeah.
Give us the advice, because it wasn't an easy process. We probably were like 2 or 3 months. We live in rented accommodation. It's an apartment. A lot of shelters don't necessarily think that that's an ideal criteria, but if you see how much Hamilton sleeps, it's absolutely perfect.
Is there any particular post that went viral for you?
Not yet. I was hoping him at the pub would have done so, but not yet. But his TikTok has blown up. He went for a spa day yesterday.
He's not just on Instagram.
Oh, he's on TikTok too. Yeah, he's on both. He's a bit more popular on Instagram than TikTok.
Right.
But you know, it's cross-sharing. You gotta get it across them all.
You brought him to a spa day.
Well, I say a spa day. He went to the groomers yesterday. But beforehand, we took a video of him rolling around in the grass going, you don't know what's happening next.
You don't
next.
Know what's coming.
So,
yeah.
It's just so fun.
So a lot of your clients, Leisha, they do have the accounts for their cats and dogs. No question about it.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's great as well? Because, you know, we can then share photos of their dogs and then we link in, on their handle. And it's amazing. And then they'll literally share, you know, their pets. On their own Instagram. So, you know what, like, it's not an abnormal thing. And I think given, you know, Andre, we've spoken in detail, like, about, you know, the industry being changing in terms of, you know,
yes,
what people are spending on their animals. Like, I think it's something that is kind of organic and it's a natural thing because people want to share the love, joy and companionship of their animals. So it allows them to do that. Again, it's a good platform because it also brings community together and allows people to share information in relation to lots of issues that are unfortunately unfolding for animals.
There's
know?
A great text here, Russell, from a listener who says, you're still in the honeymoon phase. Wait till Hammy takes a dump on the good carpet.
Oh,
be long.
Oh, well, we have Hamcam, which is the affectionate name that we have for the webcam when we're out. And one time we were 5 minutes down the road on Lewis and looked at the camera and there he was, leg cocked up, wing against the sofa.
Yeah.
So not the most ideal.
This listener says, my cat has an email address and a Facebook page. It's very handy. For example, I can sign up and get a free book on offer. I get the book, he gets the spam. Brilliant idea. Russell Alford, Leisha Downs, thanks a million for getting in touch. Not at all. This listener says, the only reason I'm on Instagram is to watch animal videos. Chicken ones are hilarious. It just brightens up a sometimes very miserable day.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.